Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte will now tell us if this is a good time to buy stocks or are we in for more pain before the games? Good morning, Paul.
I'm trying to help you out, Bob, and give you at least a little bit to hang your hat on and some little bit of good news. We still have a ways to go yet. We're just in the early start of the earnings season. We're hearing from a lot of companies. We got the financials last week. We had IBM at the close, Johnson & Johnson. And the comments that are coming from companies are about the dollar. The dollar has been stronger, so that's been hurting earnings. We're hearing from some companies like Apple yesterday talking about additional layoffs and maybe slowing hiring. And that is a function of slowing economic growth. And the Fed is going to raise rates probably 75 basis points or so next week. So all of those are keeping pressure under the stocks, for stocks in the short run. The longer run picture is starting to look a little bit better because stocks have come down so much. So I think for investors, you may want to start thinking about doing a little bit of nibbling on stocks over the next year or so. So I wouldn't take your last nickel and buy, but I think it's a good time to at least start investigating.
After the inflation surveys were done, the commodity prices came out, and there was a decline there, leading some to believe that peak inflation may be at hand. Is that what you think, Paul?
I thought about that last month and was wrong. I think we've got a little bit better evidence now that we might be past that. Obviously, energy prices and prices for food are going to be the key drivers for the top-line inflation number. Energy has come down 5 to 10% off the peak. Food prices haven't yet really declined too terribly much. So that's the other piece that we're waiting for to confirm that maybe we're off. But copper prices are very low. Gold has been going down. So a lot of other commodities, especially those that go into housing, et cetera, have come down a fair amount. So it is very possible that we're at or past now, hopefully, peak inflation.
Are some financial advisors now predicting that the Fed is going to cut rates maybe in a year?
Yeah, that's the betting on Wall Street. It's not so much the advisory world that's looking at that. And one of the things that, they take a look at surveys and they take a look at how the interest rate market is priced. And that gives them a clue as to what the expectations are. And after the inflation data last week, there was some talk that the Fed might raise rates a full percentage point next week. And then after that, maybe again in September, but probably would be enough to push the economy into a recession. So then the Fed would have to back off of that and maybe even cut rates. And that really is what spurred the market higher on Friday for the 2% gain, and even early on yesterday. But that got erased after the Apple news on their hiring freeze.
We're going to get some housing numbers this week, and that could be interesting. And lately, that market has been cooling off, hasn't it?
It has. We don't have 18 people lining up outside your door with wads of cash ready to buy the house. Mortgage rates are higher. We're seeing people kind of step away from that. The survey data that was out yesterday by home builders fell the most in over 20 years, really since 2008, 2009. And so you're seeing that come off. When I talk to different real estate people, they're like, yeah, things are sitting now a little bit longer, and there's not that, hurry up and buy at any price. I think the mortgage rates certainly have an impact on that. So we're seeing that come off. Pricing hasn't come down too terribly much. Inventory levels are still very, very low, but at least there's not the the buy at any price mentality.
And back to stocks. Go ahead and call the bottom. Give us the exact date and time, Paul.
I would say probably August, 10 o'clock in the morning.
not sure of the year.
No year. Yeah, no year, no date. So I think the possibility exists that we've got maybe another month or two of this, and things should brighten up as we get closer to the midterm elections. Historically, the markets tend to bottom here during midterms. So, again, if we're not into a really deep recession, we've probably seen the bulk of the declines here.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. We recorded your prediction, so we have it to replay at any time, Paul. Thank you very
Perfect.
Much. Have a
Thank
good
you.
Day.